Hello, ladies. This is probably going to be shorter than my allotted time because I learned in speech class in college that you want to leave your audience wanting more, not leave your audience asleep. So, my name is Elizabeth Palmer, and many of you, if not all of you, know or know of my dad, Wade Moss. He is the pastor of Landmark Church. Last year after the women's retreat, I felt God pressing on my heart to share my testimony. And the Sunday after I got back, my pastor said the reason that God gives you a testimony is so that you can share it with others because you never know who God can touch through it. And that pretty much sealed the deal. And so here I am. When I was praying about what part of my testimony I would talk to you all about, there was one part that seemed to stick out. And I think it's because that part of my life is in a way still happening today, and I'm still going through it, and I'm still growing from it. I had a relatively normal childhood, but we moved around the state of Kansas quite a bit. When we settled in Oakley, Kansas, and had been living there for a few years, I thought that this was where I would be spending the remainder of my youth. The spring of my eighth grade year, when I was 14, I was diagnosed with a brain tumor on the base of my brainstem. It started with me not being able to have the motor control to write with my right hand, which I was right-handed, and it seemed that each day it got a little bit tougher. And eventually, it grew into me having a tough time walking. But it only affected my right side. Since I was 14 and I wanted to fit in, I tried to minimize the symptoms. Whenever my right foot would slap against the floor, the next time I went to put it down, I would make adjustments so that it would be quieter. And any time I walked by somewhere that I could see my reflection, I would look and see that my right foot and leg looked as normal as possible while walking, which I still do. These grew to be my norms. I learned how to write left-handed, and my dad says that I write better than him, and he was born left-handed. And I learned to type one-handed, which I still do sometimes. Old habits die hard. I had to undergo brain surgeries and a lot of MRIs, see what seemed like countless doctors and specialists, although in reality it was probably no more than five. And I started 18 months of chemotherapy. Then I learned that my dad had taken a position as a pastor in Beloit, Kansas. So I was going to be starting out my freshman year of high school in a new town, new school with people that I didn't know, and going through chemo. To make matters worse, about a month before school started, I started losing my hair. I never realized how much I had taken hair for granted until I lost it. But throughout this ordeal, and this long process, I never lost the faith that God could heal me and that he was the only one who could take away my suffering. I had underlined Jeremiah 17:14-15, which says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise. They keep saying to me, 'Where is the word of the Lord? Let it now be fulfilled,'" which became my mantra. And I would read and reread that verse in times of pain and in times that I thought I could not go on. There were days when I wanted to give up and when my faith was shaken, but I could always count on my family to be there. One of these times was shortly after we moved to Glasgow, and I had learned that one of my friends from Oakley had died in a car crash. Why did God choose to take her, someone who was healthy, someone who had her whole life ahead of them, and spare me? I really struggled with that, but in time, God healed my hurting heart. When I was a junior in high school, on New Year's Eve, I went to bed and I woke up that night with such a horrible headache. I remember going downstairs to the medicine cabinet thanking God that we had Tylenol PM and going to sleep on the couch. My parents made an appointment in Denver, which is where my oncologist was located. And there we found out that my tumor had grown. Throughout the 18 months of my chemo, my tumor hadn't shrunk. It hadn't done anything, but now it had grown. I think that was probably the scariest moment for me, and I can't imagine what my parents were going through. I was put on steroids to keep pressure off my brain, which made my face balloon out, and I hated it. I went in for another brain surgery, and before going back, I remember praying that God would take away the tumor, and this time, whatever they did, you can ask my mom for specifics, because she knows whatever I blanked on. The tumor calcified. But little did I know that I was about to embark on a whole new journey where my faith would be challenged. After that last surgery, I felt different. And I'm not sure if they hit a nerve, although that's just what I tell people for simplicity's sake. Before, I had looked at the right side of my body as damaged, but now I looked at it as broken. I had tremors in my right arm, and my right leg wouldn't bend at the knee when I walked. And I had drop foot, and I had to swing my leg around to walk. It took me a lot of effort to walk around my tiny school. And my right arm would grow tired because the shaking was never ending while I was awake. Where before I could blend into the crowd, now I stuck out like a sore thumb. I grew tired of the stares and the whispers and the questions. And I just wanted to look normal. I just wanted to be normal. I think I had more time of tears throughout living with a disability than I had the whole time of me living with a brain tumor. I would ask God why he took away something that seemed horrible and replace it with something 10 times worse. It seemed unfair that I was having to carry this huge load and that I was going through trial after trial. But Romans 5:3-5 says, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. So that is what I did. I would praise him for the problems in my life because I knew he was strengthening me. I am now on medication that takes away the tremors, unless I'm nervous, like I am right now. And it also allows me to walk somewhat normal. I have a beautiful 12-year-old son named Isaac and a great career as a software engineer. And I have never stopped praising him when problems come my way. Thank you.